Yes, so they said, we're doing the one that fell from an oftentimes. So they were from Rabbi Yechanan, so they were learning, and then it was very difficult. The Chikulu Milsatuba. It was very difficult for them financially. Okay, so they had a tremendous financial stress. So they said, we'll go and we'll do business and we'll make Kayim Benafshin Efes Kilo Yevacho Evian. Yep. So the question is, why did they have to say that for? Where's Mekayim Efes Kilo Yevacho Evian? Why do you have to quote a pasuk? I mean, if you need money, you need money, you gotta work. That's it. You don't need to quote a pasuk. Efes Kilo Yevacho Evian. Yep. That even big tzaddikim are under the derech hateva, are under the derech hateva, except under unusual circumstances. So what they're saying is that really it was a situation where up to derech hateva the wall should have fallen down, so therefore it would have killed them. So, but since Rabbi Yechanan was slated to be a good lador, and because of Klal Yisrael, so it was a nest basically that saved them, and the wall didn't fall down. That's what they're telling you. They obviously didn't notice, because now I put yourself in Magna Sakana, so they obviously didn't notice. But according to the laws of nature, they would have gotten killed. But the only reason they didn't get killed was because of Rabbi Yechanan. So that shows that because of the tzibur, that the individual could be spared. That's what it means. Yeah, what it means is like this. What it means is that had they, that really, they had a right to go to work. I'll be dead. There's no question. Wasn't an affair. I mean, Ophel was, these are talking about the big, great people. But it means to say, what it means to say is that on their level, had they, even though really to live banius, there's no chiyuv to live banius. But on their level, they should have, if they could have lived, if they would have chosen to live ba'anias, on that level, then they would have been under the Ashgacha. In other words, the only thing that could have saved them really was if they were on a higher level. Then also they would have had Ashgacha. That's what the story is telling. They would have had Ashgacha if they were on a level where they're completely meniach hayishah. I mean, nothing, they just live in the dachkus and financially painful state, and they're not mechuyev to do that. They weren't mechuyev to do it. But if they would have chosen to do that on their level, that would have spared them, because then they would have been under the Ashgach. That's basically what it said. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Yechanan saw it. Because Rabbi Yechanan only could know the sin of war. But ordinarily, a person can't make decisions that way. You see, the decision they made was a rational decision, because they felt that they couldn't tolerate it, and therefore they said, okay, so we'll go to work, we'll go do business, we'll go into business. It only meant for them it was a mistake. It doesn't mean for an ordinary person. I mean, it doesn't mean that every ordinary person should mechuyev to suffer and not make a living. It means for them, on their level, for them it would have been appropriate. So that's what it is, because they were unusual people. But ordinarily, a person has a chiyuv panasa and they have to go do it. You see, that was their decision, basically. Yeah. That's the question. The question is, why did they say, Efes ki lo yiye b'cho evyon? That's the question. So I think it could be like this. What it means is that when they were thinking, I mean, why did they decide to go into business? Because they said it was, because the Gemara says, because it was the chikalu mil satuva. I mean, so what does it mean, the chikalu mil satuva? So you see the expression, the chikalu mil satuva was very, very, it was extremely difficult. They were very, very pressed. They were very pressed. So why does Gemara have to want to say that it was so very pressed? Avichikle milsa tuva. They were extremely pressed. In other words, they're very, very uncomfortable. So what it means is like this: that of course they never would have gone into business if it was just a matter of earning more money. while making a better living, then they wouldn't have gone to business. But since it was so difficult, they were really suffering on a constant basis. So they really didn't know whether if they spend time, which way will they gain more Torah? Will they gain more Torah if they continue to live this way, you see, and suffer? Or maybe on the contrary, sometimes when you're in pain, it's more difficult to learn. So maybe on the contrary, if they go into business, so then they'll have some relief from the pain and from the pressure, and then they'll be able to learn better. So they don't know. It's a hard thing for a person to know such a thing. If it were just a matter of making more money, they certainly wouldn't have done it. Because we're talking about Amarayim. I mean, their whole life was Torah. But the only thing is that it's hard sometimes to value when it's the chikah leituva. So now it's hard to evaluate, very difficult to evaluate which way to go. I mean, am I going to gain more by relieving the financial pressure, you see, and this way you have a clearer mind, I'll be able to learn better, or no? I mean, learning is a qualitative thing, it's a qualitative phenomenon. You're dealing with the mind, it's very hard to force. I mean, if you're under pressure, what do you want to say that maybe it was a buyer that he had to bring home milk for his mother that disturbed his whole day. So pressure is something which takes away from the yeshiva das and from the quality of the learning, because his mind is affected. So they didn't know, is it better to go into work and have a clearer mind, or no, maybe it's better to stay this way and have more time to learn. It was something they couldn't figure out. So that's why they said, we'll be mekayim efes ki lo yevoch avyon. So they said, so let's say we can't solve that question, but the fact is that there's a kiyum in Klal Yisrael, in terms of all Klal, if there's no avyon. So it says efes ki lo yevoch avyon. So you see that in terms of Klal Yisrael, there is a kiyum. If you're not an Evyon, that's a kiyum in the Klal. Efes ki lo yevoch avyon. So therefore, they said that we can't resolve it on an individual basis, but you have a pasuk. The pasuk says efes ki lo yevoch avyon. So you see that it's a bracha for, insofar as you remove anius from Klal Yisrael, you're giving the whole Klal a birkas Hashem. So every time you have an avion, it affects the whole klal. Efes ki lo yevoch avyon is a bracha to the klal, to the tzibor. So they said that insofar as the yachid is concerned, we can't resolve it, as far as we're yachidim. But insofar as we're part of the tzibor, so we'll be mekayim efes ki lo yevoch avyon. So every time there's an avion, it's bad for the tzibor. Okay? Looks bad for the tzibor. It is bad for the tzibor. So we'll resolve the problem through the tzibor. You see, through the pasuk, efes ki lo yevoch avyon, that's Birkas Hashem. So that was the way they resolved it. Sounds like good resolution. But apparently, what Chazal saying that was good. That was a good method of resolving it. But nevertheless, apparently the Malach HaShoreis said differently. Because apparently they were on a higher level than they really thought they were. And therefore, it turned out that's why they said that they're chayev misa, because they're minichim chayolam in the oskim b'chayeshah. What do you mean? Their whole plan really was to do it because, on the contrary, they'll be able to learn better. So why did Malach HaShoreis say the minichim chayolam in the oskim b'chayeshah? Because apparently, in truth, that wasn't the case. In truth, if they would have kept on learning anius ubedachkus, so then they would have learned better. They would have learned better. They misjudged themselves. That they were really on such a high level, on a higher level than they thought. And if they would have continued to learn, so they would have learned better. So that's why, that's what it means. They were menichin chayi olam v'oskim b'chayeshah. Turns out they made the wrong judgment. They made a mistake. And since they made that mistake, so they would have, they weren't roy to be saved by Deinais, to be under the Ashgacha when they sat under the bridge, under the wall. So that's why they would have died over there. So they were like the ordinary. They were like ordinary people that are not, like Ramban says, ordinary people that are not under, can't be saved by an ace. So, however, had they really realized that they were on a higher level and they would have learned more, so then they would have been on the level of Ashgach. But nevertheless, the reason why they didn't get killed was for a different reason. Because Rabbi Yochanan was slated to become a Gadol HaDor, and all of Klal Yisrael needed him. So that's a different reason. Because Ashgacha, we said, Ashgacha works either for the Tzaddik, Tzaddik Gamor, or else for Klal Yisrael. So apparently, that's what the Agadot is telling you, and so far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, the Ashgacha was still there, and that's why the wall didn't fall down. Yeah, you have to understand, I mean, like I spoke about last time, that people make a mistake that they think that the technical mitzvah is the whole essence. I told you, if that's the case, there's no tamei mitzvahs. Tamei mitzvahs means a reason. If the reason always has to be more important than the particular. Because that thing is based on the reason. So if you go against the reason, you can keep all the mitzvahs and keep all the particulars, but you're destroying the whole essence of the thing. So Efes Kelov Chavian is true, but you have to understand the framework. Sure, it's nice for Klal Yisrael that there shouldn't be any Avyonim. But it's nicer to have somebody to chachamim. It's more important. It's a certain system of priority. They're just quoting the pasuk to show that there's a kiyum in Klal Yisrael being in a perfected financial state. That's a kiyum. So that's efes kiloyev v'chavyam. So since that is a kiyum, so they said, well, we don't know what to do, but this is certainly a kiyum, so we'll do that. But it was the wrong decision. That's what Chazal said. It's an interesting thing. It's the wrong decision. It shows even great people sometimes make a mistake, and they saw through the food that they would have got killed at that point. They would have died at that point, and had it not been for the fact that the Tzibor needed Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why it was a nice thing to say. Yeah, why did Rabbi Yochanan tell him? Because apparently, he realized that in this life, a person has to make his own decisions. That's it. A person has to make a decision based on his das. So you don't go around telling somebody, I'll be nefu, you made a wrong decision. I think maybe I can explain it according to... The Gemara really raised the question. The Gemara says these two psukim are tied to the sasra. The Gemara says in brachos. One pasuk says, Efes ki lo yevachu evyo. And the other pasuk says, "Kilo yes dolav yom mikarev arts." So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says what? Kam shibizman she osim rishana shel makom, kam zman she ain osim rishana shel makom. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So it means like this. It means first they said that we'll be mekayim efes kilo yevacho evyon. In other words, that we'll do something which is in line with when the Am does Ritzon Hashem Makom. So you should strive. That's what you should strive for. You shouldn't be moxing the world for Rishayim. So on the contrary, you should strive for the removal of a defect. Efes kulei v'chavion. So see, it's a bracha in general. I mean, that side doesn't really need much of an argument, because you see, it's a bracha in general. So therefore, you want to do something which is in line with Birkas Hashem. Okay? It's a kiyum. It shows you, like we said before, it shows you it's a kiyum in the ummah. Because that's the bracha. But, ki lo yach dalav yom mikarev ha'aretz is bizman she'enos mitzon ha'shel makon. So apparently, bizman she'enos mitzon ha'shel makon, it is important that there are aniyim. Positive thing. Bizman she'ein osim ritzon hashem makom. So aniyus is really is part of the onesh, that the klal should recognize that they're not in a state of perfection. So therefore, he said, I'll be the vehicle of Klal Yisrael recognizing the fact that they're not in a state of perfection. In other words, kilo yechdal evyo mikarev haaretz is bizman she'enos mitzon hashem makom. So it means to say that's a signal that when you see an evyon, so you know that Klal Yisrael is not osim mitzon hashem makom. So that's an onesh. That's an onesh for the klal. So the klal should realize that really there shouldn't be any avyonim. But the fact that there is because they're defective. Just like they're defective financially, the financial defect stems from a defect in terms of the perfection. It's not isolated. It's not just financial. Financial stems from the defect in terms of being perfected in general. So if they're lacking in perfection, so this expresses itself in the financial defect. So he says, I'll be mekayim that. I'll be mekayim ki lo yechdal avyon mikarev haaretz. That I'll be a reminder to Klal Yisrael that it's enos mitzvah neshamachem. It's also a kiyum. Ki lo yechdal avyon mikarev haaretz is a kiyum as well. Because it demonstrates to the ummah that there's a defect there. First they couldn't make the decision, and now, so the first thing said was FSK. All right, so it's a kiyum in the nation if you remove aniyim, that's a bracha. So that was a decision to do that. Then he said no. He said maybe on the contrary, there's a kiyum since Klal Yisrael is not in a perfected state, so there's a kiyum when there's a vyonim. So I'll be the reminder of Klal Yisrael that they're not in a perfected state. That's an obligation that every yochid has for the tzibor. Every yochid has for the tzibor. I think I mentioned that in so far as the Rambam. That why do you get up for slichus? What does the Rambam say? Why do you get up for slichus? So the Rambam says, you get up for slichus basically to save the world. All right? Because he says that in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so the whole world is nadon. And he says, therefore, a person should see himself as if he's mech 50-50, mech tzachayev, mech tzachay. What? V'kol olam kulo mech tzachayev, mech tzachay. So, and therefore, he says that if he does one mitzvah, so what does he do? So he tips the scale and saves the whole world. And says that's why he says the tzaddik yisod olam, right? So, and that's why he says l'fichach nagu kol Yisrael. Right. So it's really a different picture. I mean, that's why you get it's for the whole world. So you see that a person, every yachid has an obligation to be concerned about the entire world. If he doesn't, then it's a defect in his personality. He's concerned about himself. That's a defect in his personality. So you see that an individual. That's the whole idea of tikkun olam. I mean, the whole idea of tikkun olam. You see, the tikkun olam is a whole philosophy. It says Yaakov Avinu when he came to Vayovo Yaakov Sholeim Yerchem Vayikin Eschel Kasasodeh. Why did he do it? Tikkun Olam. Lasakein Olam B'Malchus Shaddai. So you see, the Tikkun Olam is a concern. I mean, that's really Tikkun Olam is a big theme on Rosh Hashanah itself. On Rosh Hashanah itself, it's Tikkun Olam. I mean, the person that is not concerned about the Olam. Doesn't really care, has no feelings, and has no sense about the Olam, is lacking in the whole idea of Malchus. Lacking in the whole idea of Malchus. Because what's Malchus for him? For him, there's no Malchus. Malchus is only for the world. One person can't be Mamlech. Melech is Melech Malchem Lachem is has to be the whole world. Masakin Olam B'Malchus Yadai. Okay, so you see that the whole idea, I mean, the whole idea of Lachon B'Slichos, is tied into the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah And Yom HaDin is really the idea that the individual is concerned about the world. I mean, just concern about the self is really not is not what Rosh Hashanah is about. I mean, it's just a self-centered individual. But you see that's perfection, really. And you see the way Chazal talk. Kaim Ezel V'Kaim Efes Kiloye V'Cho Evyon. So you see that it was in terms of the Kim and Klal Yisrael, that's what really made the decision. Made them make the decision. You know, they said what they said was personally, I don't know. But in terms of the Klal, this would be Kaim this. Efes Kiloye V'Cho Evyon. That's an interesting thing. I mean, that's really the whole reason. It's an amazing. I don't think most people realize that, but that's really the reason for slichus. And that's the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah also. If you look at the tefillos themselves, the tefillos are always for the malchus is the whole klal. Malchus. And the simla chatashon ledecha ba'atim shemak ledecha. It's all the klal. And it's all as far as the klal. It's a hard thing. It's a very hard thing. Most people are not really moved by that, because most people by nature are self-centered, and they really don't care about that. What do they care if the whole world's going to the whole world's machri, the whole world's a kafskos? Fine. The whole world it's a very high level individual that has those kind of concerns. I mean, that's really, but even in the tefillos kol hashana, I mean, you see already that those things are introduced from after Baruch Aleinu. I mean, it already starts. Kabbish Shavuot L'Chayesim L'Shleim Rechadach L'Toshuv and the Esamach David Avdechon. All those brachas are not personal anymore. Not personal anymore. They have to do with the klal. So you see that a perfected individual is on a different level, where he's concerned about the klal. Like Tzadik Gaon writes in the beginning in the introduction to a sefer, why he wrote a sefer, because of his desire to help humanity. He was a very perfected person, and a perfected person has that desire. That desire is naturally. That's a proper natural state for a perfected man, that he's concerned about the klal. He's concerned about the klal. And not just about the klal in him. His door is concerned about the klal in the future as well. That's the perfection of Avraham Avinu. He was concerned about future generations as well. And a small person is only in a very small world. A few people that make up their world is all they're concerned about themselves. But the great person really is concerned about Klal Yisrael. That's why Chazal say being doig on the Churban and all these things is a very high level, requires a very high level personality. I think Chazal said they saw somebody was a regular person, was doig on the Churban, and said, who is he? He's doig on the Churban. And he says, it's not just dove of passion. It requires a perfected individual. But nevertheless, I mean, the tefillos reflect the ultimate. Yahadis doesn't make any compromise with what the way things should be, what perfection is. And for the simple reason that as difficult as it is, it is real. Now, that's really one time said the pshat. And the Ramesh Rabbeinu said, Vato Yisrael Mordor Shem Lekecho Shol Meimcho. Him liyiras Hashem, laavoisoy, v'lechas b'chol derochav, lishmon esveisov, v'keisov, mishpatov. So, I mean, that's what Chazal say, v'chi yira milsa zitrei. The Gemara says, im l'gabi meisha milsa zitrei. So why is he telling everybody else? It's for himself. He doesn't have to say it for himself. Himself, he doesn't have to say it. But the pshalik is really what he was saying is that once a person sees it, it's natural, it's the most natural thing. The most natural and the most real thing. And that's why a lot of times, I mean, there's really a backlash of from Shitas HaMusar, in my opinion. That Shitas HaMusar has a flaw in that what it does is it takes certain things and it makes them like they're so far removed. Like, I say, well, they were such big tzaddikim, it's like it's so far removed, like it's not real anymore. See, that's wrong. It's true they were big tzaddikim, but the fact is that a tzaddik is a person that lives in the simplest way, really. It's not a person that is overcoming. You see, there's a certain amount that a person can do by virtue of will. A certain amount. But it's limited. I mean, you can't. A person can't make himself learn like Rav Moshe Feinstein, 15 hours a day, 16 hours a day, by will. I mean, it's made for a while, but it can't last because it's a struggle. But when it's natural, on the contrary, there's nothing else you'd want to do. There's nothing else. This is the most natural way. So really, the biggest mussar is Vata Yisrael, Mar Hashem L'Kach Hashem Meimach. I mean, to recognize this is the absolutely natural state, and there's nothing to get excited about. Like, it's not something, you understand? It's not something which is, I have to go and Leva Shemayim, Lema Miyala Lano Hashemayim Avi Kachena Lano Yashminos V'Nasena. Don't make it into such a big thing. Ki Korav Elecha Dovah Ma'or. It's very simple. Once a person realizes, like the Rambam says, really, where the Rambam explains it beautifully in Hilchos Tshuva, where he says, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, and Rambam says that, it's in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Af pi shekis shef roshana, zeh kasev remesh yesh bo. So the Rambam says, Ur yishen mishinaschem, v'nedomim mekitzu metadamaschem, v'chifsub maisechem, v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichru barachem, elu ashochem esa emes, b'havle yazman, v'shogim kol shnosem behevel vorik asher lo yo v'lo yatzah. That's it. It's a very simple thing. All those things, if a person thinks into it a little bit, he'll see that it's basically an empty life, and it's lo yo'ol v'lo yatzel, and therefore anyone that does that is simply a fool. I mean, you don't have to learn any mussar. I mean, it's that's really the pasuk. V'ata Yisrael mor Hashem l'kech l'shel me'mcha. Because the Moshe Rabbeinu in l'gav Moshe milsezutri. Because it's such a simple thing, once a person sees it, there's no choice. Why should anybody want to do anything else? It doesn't make any sense. See, and that's really the biggest mussar. Moshe Rabbeinu's mussar was the biggest mussar. Vata Yisrael mor Hashem l'kech l'shel me'mcha was he was telling Klal Yisrael that once you see it, it's a simple thing. There's nothing here, no big thing you have, no big hurdle you have to overcome. Just once it's a double push it to you that this is the life, this gives you the best life, the most enjoyable life, then any person would go for that. Why should a person go for things that lo yo'ov lo yatzel? That are just painful and don't help them in any way. Doesn't make any sense. So basically, that's really the remez and the sound of the shofar. The remez and the sound of the shofar is reality. That's it. Reality is the biggest muscle. You don't need muscle. Musar is where you have to try to summon all your energies to do an unbelievable feat. So you make that thing into something which is, who knows, I could never do it, it's impossible, maybe I'll struggle, I'll get a little bit, you know what I mean? But that's because the person thinks that the reality is fate. That's really the good life. You have to overcome the good life. A person recognizes that that's nothing. That's not a good life. That's a horrible existence. And this is really the most enjoyable existence. An existence where a person spends his time in ideas and chokhmah and perfection. That's really the life. So once a person sees that, and he sees everything else as layov layatzel, so it's a double pasha, that's it. You don't need any mussar, it's a double pasha. That's the biggest mussar. That's what Chazal says. V'ata Yisrael mor Hashem l'kech ha'shel me'imcha. So the kash is really, chiyir milsezutri. In the gabi maisha milsezutri. Oh, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael? He's misjudging them. No, that's exactly what he was telling them. He's telling them, for me, it's a milsezutri. Why? Because I see it. It's clear. I understand it. Not because I have to struggle with it, but it's a double pasha, it's a milsa sutra. And you too, if you think into it, you gain knowledge, and you see, it'll be a milsa sutra for you as well. That's the biggest muscle. The biggest muscle is to tell a person, to show a person is simply out of reality. There's no need here to get involved in a big struggle with the Yetzer Hara, I mean, so to speak, like keep making the mind. When it's a double pasha, that's it. There's no other way, there's no other possibility. And that's basically the key of the Yetzer. Right. So they travel a little distance. Yeah. So that's the same thing with the recognition concern for the klal. Concern for the klal is something that is a very simple thing for a person who's on a perfected level. A person on a perfected level has a natural desire to help man, because he identifies with man, and to him, he has when he sees a Russia, I mean, the Russia to him is simply a very sad state of affairs. Rishis is a very sad state. I mean, it's where man, you see that man, it's not that he perceives it with an antagonism. He perceives Rishis as simply a total failure and destruction, and it's a Rahmanis, that the total loss, a total loss. It's a loss in terms of the individual. It's a loss in terms of Masa Hashem. So therefore, it's an imperfection, and it bothers him, and he has a desire to rectify the situation. That it should be that the situation is defective, the picture is defective, and it disturbs him. And also, he identifies with other human beings, and he feels a sense of chesed that he would help them. So this is a natural feeling that a good person has. That's a Sadi Gaon. If you look at the introduction to Sadi Gaon, that's exactly what he says. So that's why he wrote the Sefer. Why did he write the Sefer? He had to go waste his time write the Sefer. I mean, he knew for himself. He wrote it because he says he saw that this is a people, unfortunately, you see a person that because he lacks the knowledge of clear ideas, so this human being is going to waste their whole life. I mean, it's a Rachmanis. I mean, it has to bother you. Has to bother a good person. Has to bother him. So therefore, that's what Sadi Gaon said. Because of that, so he wrote the Ram the same thing. Ram the same thing. All those who wrote really wrote for those because they felt for those individuals. And how could you not feel? You see, a person could just waste their whole life, and if they had the knowledge, they would have a whole good life, a perfected life. So, but you're not helping that person. You're simply letting the person just... You're giving them a death sentence, basically. Not physically, but in terms of the metaphysical being. How can you do that? I mean, it's a heartless thing. It's not natural for a human being to be able to do such things. So there must be concern for other people. And that's really the Ramses. That's why Nogu Kol Yisrael, to get up for Slichus. Slichus is not for you. Slichus is for all Klal Yisrael. And if you don't have that sense, then the Slichus is nothing. So then, it's not as interesting. It's an amazing Ramban. Ramban says it's almost scary. I mean, Ramban says in his Drasha on Rosh Hashanah, he says that. I did. But there's one part I wanted to single out. It's a scary thing of it. But he says that he says towards the end. He says Kivan Shaman or Shirash Shanayan Din Lachal Adam Lakulam Yidunabal Srichanakal Lasam Adavra Al Liban Valoshiv Bachuval Ascharit Alavanosam Pesheim Alhabas Tilasachunim Sheyim Khalakarish Bokha Allahoda Shalem Shein Yak Nyon Kum Khap Allah Shah. Okay. So he says so you see that he corroborates what we mentioned last time, that There is a mechila. The person's mespal is a mechila on lohoda, on a loho, on even though he doesn't do tshuva on that, because he doesn't know what it is. But anyways, okay. But the point I wanted to mention is over here. He says like this. He says that when a person does a chait, he says so. For one moment, he's going against God's will. He says, but then when he's not a shav, it means he's constantly in that state. So that one moment puts him in a certain state where he's at permanently until he does tshuva. So he says, Kol shekein Yisrael shemispalim umusvadin umalachashim b'fiyim v'tzoakim b'kolam chatanu avinu ufashanu, he says, v'einon menichim avonos klal sheze bevadai mered gadalhu umosif al atzmo kas v'charonaf. Amazing thing. An amazing Ramban. And Ramban says that it's worse. Ramban says that to come to shul and daven and say Katanu Avinu Pashanu, and the guy is not a chos b'tshuva, he says better stay home. It's a bigger merit. It's an amazing Ramban. That's what he says. Hey, he can't help us. He says better don't come. He says better don't come. He says that's what he says. Koshkin Yisrael. So he comes in front of the king and he asks for a pardon because he's moded that he did this horrible thing. It's just the opposite. So he says it's even worse. He's scoffing the Melech. So the Ramban says, amazing Ramban. He says that if you're not Chaz B'tshuva, it's better on Davin. Because then you're Mosef Charon Afachas. It's an amazing thing. But the Ramban apparently holds that if a person if the person is a Chozer B'tshuva, even on one thing, then he's not in that cliff. Because you see, they don't want to scare anybody yet. Because if a person is a chos b'tshuva even on one thing, then on the contrary, then he's considered Yom Kippur Mechapa L'shovim. So we said one time, even if the gaffer is a shov on one chayt, he's considered a shov, so it's a mechaba. That's basically the Ramban. What does Ramban mean by he's omeid b'mordo? What does Ramban mean by omeid b'mordo? That sounds like a shallow Musar idea. It's an omeid b'mordo. I mean, what does God needs him to recognize him as a Melech? It should just say that if a person is a chote, so then he's lacking perfection. What is Ome Bamardo? What is the Ome Bamardo? I mean, God doesn't need his recognition. It's very nice he gives that muscle of the Melech, but the fact is that God doesn't need the individual's recognition. He doesn't need his kima mitzvahs. And Rabban himself says everything that we do. I mean, that's what you sowed in the dust. If you deny that, the whole idea of God is distorted. You're not in part quality Yisrael, and all the horrible things in it. So what is Ramban saying? Omei b'mardo. What is Omei b'mardo? God gave us an opportunity. He gave you a Torah, so he gave you an opportunity. So you're not taking the opportunity, so that's your problem. But what is the Omei b'mardo? What does Ramban mean by Omei b'mardo? The language is a funny kind of a language. It smacks of a kind of Musa religious emotion, which would go against the Yisrodi Adas over here, namely that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need, or Ramban says openly in Kan Sipur, it's all, God doesn't need anything we say, is all the Lost Fachas to have over Tau. So what does it mean that it's Omei B'mardo? What does it mean Omei B'mardo? Alright, sixth question. Yeah. I think the answer is like this. The answer is that you could ask the question even further, that since there's a concept of Tamei HaMitzvahs, like we said, I mean, Ramban holds his Tamei HaMitzvahs, Rambam holds his Tamei HaMitzvahs, sometimes Ramban agrees with the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvahs, he argues, but the bottom line is that everybody holds his Tamei HaMitzvahs. Okay. So once you say there's Tamei HaMitzvahs, so it means the mitzvah has an objective and a purpose, and that is perfection. And the whole thing is, are you perfected or are you not perfected? Correct? So if that's the case, there's a big kashi you could ask. What is this whole thing with the Yechayev in Tshuva and Kapora, like the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say in Yuma? The Mishnah says in Yuma that if you're over on this Avera, Yechayev this much. What is it? Where's that? Where's it? You got to go by Yuma? Yeah. Right, the last Mishnah is over there. Yuma Kippur. The end. So it says, the last Mishnah. It says like this, that, Machapos Voshom Vadai Machapra. Okay. Okay. There's also Vali Rashi Tov. Okay. Misa v'yom Kippur machaprim imachuv. Tshuva machaperes ala veres kalis ala sei v'ala losasei v'ala chamuro sutola tshiyo v'yom Kippur machaper. Okay. So you have all these different degrees. Okay. So the question is, why should it be that way? Why should it be different? It's a matter of perfection. I mean, the mitzvahs are only there for perfection. So why should we say that how's Ram have? Ram's Lashon Nichos Tshuva. Ram summarizes the whole thing. Where's Ram? Paragraph of the Tshuva. Yes. What is it? Yeah, Ram summarizes it. So Ram says that. Okay. But then he goes on, that's the first. Okay. Kivan Bain Shava Bazodin, Bain Shav Bishgoga. Okay. In Avalam Loas Achuva, okay, Aina Samishapa. Hamuros in the Mayan Kazman Hamuros and Shavmal and Mises Bezna Kars. Okay. And then you have like this. Then he has like this. Afa Pishu Machapras ala Kol, Vatsma Shem Kum Machapa, Yesha Vershem Iskapim Mashaitan, Vyesha Vershem Iskapim Machazman. Takes that. Overadon Mitzvah say, She'ain Bakoris, Vaosa Chuva, Ainazaz Mishamachemochon lo. So Mitzvah says one thing. Ubeilu Nema Shuva Bonim Shavovim Epa Mishuva Secha. Ova Mitzvah says, Lo Sase, She'ain Bakoris, Velo Mitzvah Bezin, Vaosa Chuva, Chuva Tolov Yama Kippur Machapa. Okay? So if he's over on what? On Nasei is one thing, and Losa says Shein Bakar something else, and over on Krisis, but if it's Losa Sheyesh, Krisis means it's Bezmi, Losa Tshuva, Tshuva Yom Kippur, and Tom, Yisurin, a bundle of Gomel or Kapar. Lola Mem is Hapa lo Kapar, Gmura, Arche Yevol of Yisurin. Okay. And then he goes, but Medra Murd Lachulas Hashem. But it's Mechalas Hashem until he dies. Okay. Nisim Kapar. I mean, what do you need all this for? Why isn't it simply a matter of perfection, not perfection? Since the mitzvahs are simply vehicles of perfection. Okay? And why does the Rambam say there's a tshuva? You see from the halacha from Perek Aleph and Perek Zayin, that Perek Zayin is really tshuva in terms of perfection. Perek Aleph is a tshuva for the technical mitzvahs. But the only reason the technical mitzvahs really is perfection. So it's a circle. So you don't need the whole thing. You understand? In other words, why are you doing the mitzvahs? Because the mitzvahs is perfection. Okay? The mitzvahs lead to perfection. So the whole thing is, the bottom line is perfection. So all you need is Perek Zayin. What is this whole thing with the schedule? I mean, for this is this guy, and all the kabbonis, this Oshem Vaday, and Oshem Tolui, and Chatas, I mean, all those things, the kabbonis, and all those machapar. Also, what do you need this for? I mean, what do you need this for? Yeah. the answer is like this. The answer is that when a person... In other words, why does a person do it? I guess a better question. Why does a person do the? Why do you have to adhere to the mitzvahs? Rigid adherence to the mitzvahs. What are you here for? Why do you say, look, it's just a matter of perfection. I'll decide today. Is this mitzvah going to help me? It's not going to help me. Okay. So if it's going to lead to my perfection, I'll do it. Not. That's it. Yeah. What's the answer? The answer is because since the mitzvahs are Chochmas Hashem, so therefore, it's like the Rambam says, that a person should never underestimate a mitzvah. He says even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Adon HaNeviim, still, he engaged in a Maisa mitzvah, as Yavdol Moshe Shalosh Orim, because through that mitzvah he gained the perfection. And seeing that he can't come to Eretz Yisrael, and that He accepted the Zayar Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that mitzvah perfected him. Oz Yavdol Moshe Shalom, even though he never would live to finish it. The mitzvah will never be finished. So the Rambam says that a person should never underestimate the power of mitzvah. So what it means is like this. So it means that if a person does an avera, he's over on tayag. So what he is saying is that the chachmas Hashem is deficient, that somehow or other God gave him this as a vehicle of perfection, and he knows better. So you see, so in so far as he's denying basically the when the person is over an avera, once it's one of tayag mitzvahs, it's a different kind of a thing. It's a denial of chachmas Hashem. It's a denial. Oh, there's two types of averas. One avera is insofar as perfection itself is concerned. That's where there's no mitzvahs. There can't be mitzvahs everywhere. There can't be any mitzvah of against the chindas amamayin or taiva or things like the Ramban says. Those things are not subject to legislation. So in those areas, it really is perfection per se. That's parashri. But when a person does an avera, which means that he's over a technical violation, so what is he over? It's not simply the imperfection, but he's over the concept that God said that this is a vehicle of perfection, and he's denying it. So the avera is an avera vis-a-vis God. You understand? Vis-a-vis God himself. So that's really the tshuva from Perek Aleph, and that's where the Torah sets certain standards. That if it's this kind of a chait, so there's different levels in terms of his denial of the reality of Chachmas Hashem. There are different levels. If it's Chayav Koras, so you see that the Torah emphasizes how serious it is. In spite of that, he does it, says worse. It depends on how much he's negating the reality of God's system. You see. So actually, it comes out that once the Tayag mitzvahs were given, so a chait is more serious than just imperfection. Because it means to say that it's a denial of Chachmas Hashem directly, insofar as he denies that God gave him this vehicle of perfection. So that's what the Rambam means by Omer B'Mardo. That's what the Rambam means by Omer B'Mardo. Means not, he's referring to actual averis themselves. You see, not the tshuva of Perek Zion, which is the tshuva of perfection, but the tshuva of Perek Aleph, which is the last mission in Yom Kippurim, in Yuma, which deals with the different levels of chait, you understand? That's the technical chait of the tayag, because tayag was given, involves something else. Once tayag is given, now a chait is worse than just a lack of perfection. It means a denial of the reality of God's system. So that's Amr B'Mardo. That's what Rambam means by Amr B'Mardo. Amr B'Mardo is not an emotional thing. Amr B'Mardo means it's a denial of Chachmas Hashem, the reality of God's system. So therefore, excuse me?
Wouldn't that be an imperfection? No.
Of course it's an imperfection. But then it's simply a matter of he doesn't see a point or whatever. I mean, but insofar as the tayag is concerned, it's considered a merit. That's why he gives an analogy of a melech, because it's a merit, because God gave you this prescription and you refuse to accept the reality of it. So some mother, so tayag mitzvah involves a different level of chait, a different type of chait. Once you have tayag, if you didn't have tayag, you wouldn't be able to be engaged in such a chait. But once you have tayag, it's a different kind of a different aspect of chait. Okay, stop it. To be also with Zohar and Kisetze. But that's a question of, if I say that there's a shear that leimosr makosr Allah hachomim, and this is the way the chum determined how you should be mekayim the mitzvah. So then it wouldn't help you in kisetze. But if you just say it's a kriyas hatzibor, so then you could be yotze in kisetze. Okay, that's really the question. But I want to get to the more basic point though. So the Ramban says like this: Zohar is asher osel lachom malik. I want to explain why the Rav gave the psak. He didn't give me a reason, but I want to explain why the Rav gave a psak that it must be only betzibul. It's a good question. What's wrong with this? If the loch is, you have to be kori min ha-sefer. So fine, so I have a sefer Torah. Why can't a yacha do it? Okay. That's the one I want to explain. So it's like this. Based on this Ramban. Ramban's like this. Zocha is asher asel lachom malik, v'az karti ha-medrash shadoshu bo b'sifra, yachol b'libcho, k'shom ala sishkach v'yishkach ha-slevom, man yukan zocha, shetehi shona b'ficha. V'chein b'sifri, zocha is asher asel lachom malik, b'peh. Well, sishkach, b'leiv. The lo yadati mahi aschira hazu bepeh. Ramban says, I don't know what the schira is. What kind of a schira bepeh? Where is this? I mean, after all, every mitzvah, I mean, there isn't any mitzvah that doesn't have tarshu bal peh. Explain what it is. Ramban says he doesn't know what this is. Okay. Im lo mashin nikra pasha samolek bitzibor. So he says bitzibor. Vinim tzein, so it endorses the Rav Tzak. Vinim tzinu lemeidin min haTorah bishniyo zohar. Now, here in Bonn is, you know, is what is a cryptic question. Vinim tzinu lemeidin min haTorah bishniyo, the second one thing that you learn in the Seder Parshias is because the first is Shkolim, the second one is zohar. Bishniyo, that's what I mean. The second one, so you say the second one is zohar is min haTorah. He says the yismach lemikra megillah min haTorah. So then, of course, because the Gemara says in Megillah, k'sov zosikon bar sefer, so it means Megillah too. So that's the case. So yimakayim mechias amalek mitzvah yinam mechias amalek mitzvah zochar shiras alachol zechiras amalek. You'll be makayim with kriyas haTorah of parshas zochar and with Megillah. Right. I mean, it's true. So according to Rambam, by the way, it would seem that since both Yotze, so Noshim, the question of Noshim wouldn't be any problem because we Yotze with Megillah anyways. Okay. But maybe incomplete. Whatever. I mean, Ramban seems to say both. The Nimtzo, he says, the Nimtzo, Mitzinu Le'i Lemeidim Minatoro Bishniyo Zohar. So that's Minatoro. Be Kriyas HaTorah Minatoro. I think Rashi says no Kriyas HaTorah Minatoro. But this will come out. You say there's a Kriyas HaTorah Minatoro. Bishniyo Zohar. V'yismach l'mikra megillah min haTorah. Okay, because that would be a kiyum also. So that's come by sefer. So that would be a kiyum deraisa actually of mechias amalek. Mikra megillah would be a kiyum deraisa of mechias amalek. Of zechiras amalek. Okay. So that's the Ramban. Ramban says. So what is Ramban saying? He's not sure. He doesn't know what it is. Maybe, but he's not sure. Why isn't he sure? Because it's going to come out. You have a kriyas haTorah mitaraisa. Where do you see a kriyas haTorah mitaraisa? All right. So he's not sure about it, okay? But he decided a different answer. V'anochom be'enai shehu loma shlosishkach ma she'osu lono amolek ad she'nimches shemo mitachas ha'shamayim u'nesapreze levoneinu ledoroseinu loma lehem kach osu lono ha'rosha u'lekach nitztavinu limchos ha'shamo V'chein b'maisa Miriam nitztavinu lo dia levoneinu ulesaper boladoros. V'afa pisho yoroi gam lastiro shelo ledaber b'gnusin shal tzadikim. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. That the Miriam, who was Miriam and Avio, who was one of the three people that died, Ayidei Neshiko, which is the highest level of individual, of human being, Nevertheless, she's used as an instrument of limud, which is actually degrading, the most degrading thing to say that she did this averas. It's like an averas in the Kras al Shema. I mean, why? So the Ramban says it's only because Aval Tziva Kosev Lo Dio Legaloso Kadesh Teh Az Horas Loshen Hora Sumo Bethien. Amazing thing. That sacrificed the covet of the Neviah, of Miriam and Neviah, because Lashon Hara is such a horrible thing that the Torah used this in order to make sure that people don't speak Lashon Hara. Mimneshu chei gadol v'garam rois rabos u'bnei odom nichshalim ba'tomid k'mo shamru v'akol b'avak Lashon Hara. That's what Ramban says. Okay. So that's Ramban's answer. The only question is, what's the answer? And first he starts off, he says, Lo yadati mahu, lo yadati, what's his lashon over there? The lo yadati maya sfira zu bepeh. Okay? So is it any clearer? I mean, what is the mitzvah really? You know, what is the mitzvah? Who? When? Where? The doris? Yeah, but where? What kind of a social mitzvah is that? Do you understand what I mean? The Ramban didn't answer the question. He was bothered with a question. You have a mitzvah in the Torah Shebichsav, and now what is the meaning of it? So Ramban says, Lo yadati. I don't know, where do you find this chira like this? And now it's any better? What's his answer? So when do we do this? Same question. When do we do it? The Pesach night? I mean, once a year? What's the shear? Do you understand what I mean? You have the same problem. It's a funny thing. He asks the question, what is the Tzuras HaMitzvah, and he doesn't really answer it. Okay, it's like Zochais Shalom Kechavameya. And what's the tour of that mitzvah? That's also a problem. You know what I mean? When is that Zohar? What's his answer? So I think Ramban is saying is like this. The Ramban is saying that this mitzvah is a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah which has a tzuras hamaisa. Okay? No, ordinarily a mitzvah is a ma'aseh. Chilas matzah means secret tzuras rhyme as a tzuras ma'aseh, specific form. Over here, he's saying that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. What's a mitzvah kiyumis? It means that this theme, the theme of a molek, must be prevalent in the ummah. This is a theme that must be known to the ummah. It's one that the ummah must be constant awareness of, just like by lashon hara. Zachar Isasher Osar Hashem Lekecha LeMiriam. What does it mean? It means to say, what's the Zachar? There's no time. There's no tzuras hamaisa. But what is the Torah telling you? The Torah is telling you that this idea must be known in the Ummah, must be known in the nation. Can't be that the nation should be devoid of knowledge of this incident, and the evil of lashon hara. So it must be prevalent. The idea must be prevalent in the Ummah. So that is the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is that the theme, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The theme must be kayam in the ummah, must exist. So what's the mitzvah? So now what's the ma'aseh mitzvah? So it's very simple. The ma'aseh mitzvah is dependent upon the status of the ummah. In other words, it's dependent upon, is it known or is it not known? If there's a full awareness, then there's no ma'aseh mitzvah. If the awareness starts lagging, then it's a chiyuv on everybody to reinforce it. That's what it means. Nesaper levoneinu v'levnei voneinu. That's what it means. It means that this knowledge must be prevalent in the ummah. So the ma'aseh mitzvah, you see, is contingent upon the essence of the mitzvah, which is that the theme must be well established in the ummah. Different kind of a mitzvah. That's what Ramban is answering. So Ramban's answer is very good, because Ramban is saying, I don't know what kind of where the tzuras mitzvah is. So first he says, maybe it's Zohar, Parsha Zohar and Kriyas HaMegillah. But then he says, but I really think that that's not it. Why? Because Ramban was a big stickler on the authenticity of something in the Tzur. Where do you really see that Parsha Zohar, so you have a Kriyas HaTam HaRaisa, where do you see that? So he wasn't that sure about it. You know, it should have been more well established. Yeah, you have Kriyas HaTam HaRaisa. The sources are weak over there. So the Ramban's saying, it could be there are no sources for that. And the reason is because the nature of the mitzvah is completely different over here. There is no ma'isa. There is no tzuras on ma'isa. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's like Zohar, Shasar, Shalom, Kechel, and Miriam. It means there's a certain mitzvah which the ummah, it's simply the mitzvah that the ummah must be constantly aware of this. That's what Zohar. Zohar means a constant awareness of it. So how is the ma'aseh mitzvah established? It's not established on its own grounds per se, but the ma'aseh mitzvah will always the chiyuv of the ma'aseh will always be dependent upon the situation in the ummah, where people forget about it, it's forgotten. So then you have to do it. But where there's a full awareness, there's no mitzvah at all. There's no ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what the Ramban's answering really. Ramban's answer is that there is no ma'aseh mitzvah, and that's why there are no sources. Because the nature of this mitzvah is different. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. There is no tzuras ha-ma'aseh. The mitzvah is not based upon like ordinary mitzvahs which have a tzuras ha-ma'aseh. It's aloch of zohar esher she'asah. Zohar esher she'asah shon l'kechalim. It means these things, it's a chiyav on the ummah to have a constant awareness of it. And that's the aloch. I mean, of course, he helped from the Abba Pashis. That's the Rabbanah. Shkolim, Zohar, Paro, Parsha Chodesh, but that's separate. That's Rabban. But he knows the Raisa. There's a whole different approach, is that there are certain mitzvahs that are different. There are a few mitzvahs that are different than all other mitzvahs. That's what he's saying, basically. There's no tzuras ha-mitzvah. There's no tzuras ha-mitzvah per se. The mitzvah is kiyumis. This must exist. Zohar. The Ummah must have that awareness at all times. That's what it means. Nesapel of Hanenu l'Darasenu. You must do that in order that the awareness should be there. But the machayev, the machayev is, the chiyuv is really the awareness. It's the essence of the awareness. Not really the maisa. The maisa is only a necessary vehicle in order to establish it. But there's no maisa mitzvah here, basically. The mitzvah is the awareness. That's the halach of Zohar. That's what Ramban is saying. That by the zechiros, that's the mitzvah. But you see, this falls in line with the halacha also that it's only betzibur. Why? Because even according to Ramban, the reason why it's betzibur is because it's halacha in the ummah. It's halacha in the ummah. It's not halacha in the yachid. It's not halacha in the yachid. That a yachid is, it's not a chovas yachid. It's a chovas ummah. It's the chov of the entity of the nation. That the nation must have this awareness. That's what it means. So therefore, that's why a yachid that takes a Sefer Torah and reads Zohar, it's an absurdity. Because there's no, you understand what I mean? It's not a chovas yachid. It's a halacha that this theme must exist in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael. That's the halacha. The only thing now, what is the Baal Teis Chasov? Baal Teis Chasov, the Parsha Zohar Zoraisa. Why? Because Ram doesn't know, doesn't apparently know that way, because Ram doesn't say anything, Ram doesn't mention anything about Parsha Zohar being Zoraisa.
But you would hold that
would
be
objective. What? The Rambam seems to be along the same lines as Ramban. Rambam does not say it's Parsha Zohar. Ram definitely doesn't know, otherwise it would have said Parsha Zohar. That's what it is. Definitely wrong. But anyways, it's hard to know. The Rambam is a little vague, whether it's Lashon is Yachid or Rab, and it's hard to figure them out. But anyways, the reason why, you see, according to the Ramban, if you hold that Parsha Zohar is Daraisa, so it's also, it means to say that it's also based on the same idea that it really is a kiyum in Klal Yisrael. But then it would be based on what the Rav said. The Rav said really that Edo and Tzibur, Minyan, what's the idea of Minyan? The Minyan is Edo, because really a Minyan is a reflection of the whole Tzibur. Each Minyan is really a reflection of all of Klal Yisrael. It's like a miniaturized Klal Yisrael. So it's a kiyum in the Tzibur. So that's why if you say that the halacha of Parsha Zohar is midaraisa, it would mean that the Torah gave a tzura to this idea. They gave it a tzura. And what is the tzura? Kriya b'tzibur. That's what you'd have to say. That the Ramban is not too sure about, because the sources aren't too strong. But what he holds is the most basic. Namely, that it's a halacha kiyumis. Then, of course, you're going to say it that way, you're going to say that the Torah gave it a tzura. The Torah gave it a tzura, it's a mitzvah, kriya b'tzibur. But the Ramban says more basic, you don't have to say that the Torah really gave it a tzura. There is no tzura, it's a mitzvah over here. Over here, the mitzvah is kiyumis, that the theme should be remembered in the klal. It's an interesting thing. That's the case, then today, really, people are in serious violation. Because it is not a very popular theme. It's not a popular theme. In other words, what happens is that the people, they don't want hatred because of the notions of Christianity. So hatred became a bad thing. See, hatred became a bad thing. It's not nice. See. But according to Yahada, that's the case. So then that means the whole ummah, if you do that, then the whole ummah is missing an essential kiyum, which is Zohar. Zohar means there's a certain awareness that the Ummah must have. That the Ummah must have. Just like there's a certain awareness that the Yachid has to have. Certain awareness, certain ideas that a Yachid must have. The Yigimel Karim, there are certain properties of a certain knowledge that a Yachid must have. There's a certain knowledge that must exist in the Ummah, you see. So really, it's in truth. I mean, what the Ramban is saying, I mean, is very, very neglected. Even though you have, like, for instance, you have the Holocaust, the Yad Vashem, or the other museums, these other things. But you'll notice that in those types of things, the emphasis is on the emotion that naturally pours out from a person towards the victims. But really, that's only one half. It's only one part. I mean, the hatred towards the doers, the performers of such an action, and the desire to destroy such individuals, should they appear in the future, there's absolutely nothing. That's completely lacking, and that's wrong, and that's because Yahadus maintains, the Ashkafas Yahadus is that you have to understand evil. Evil is something that has to be studied and understood. You cannot, just like a person has to understand what good is, he has to understand Eitzadas Tovara. You have to understand both sides. That's one thing that the world completely neglects. They think that they're going to be good and we can forget about evil. You can't. That's why all these museums and all these Holocaust memorials, they all lack in one thing. What are they lacking? They lack, there is nothing. No, they never try to identify what the evildoers, the nature of the evildoers, to study what the Rishayim are, to understand them, so that how can I identify them in the future? That there are no laboratories for studying evil. That's what the world is lacking. And what Yada says, as long as you don't have that, as long as you can't identify evil and you can't recognize the Russia, then you're not going to be able to destroy him. You won't be able to kind of macho timcha to destroy the Russia. And as a natural result, the good people will be destroyed. So it's false Rachmanis. And that's the mitzvah of Zohar Yisrael Asal HaMalek. That's really the mitzvah. Because Yahadus is very far advanced over the shallow ideas of modern society, which is simply, yeah, you evoke Rachmanis, we won't forget the people in Holocaust. And we won't forget. The important thing is to make sure it doesn't happen again. Why don't you study what the Russia, what constitutes a Russia? How do you identify the Russia? That no one cares about. So as long as that's the case, I mean, so then the whole mitzvah of Zohar, I mean, you see the way the Pasuk puts it. Zohar is Asher Asa V'Chomorik. Why? Ki Macha Timcha. Because important is to destroy the Russia to make sure that this never happens again. So people holler never again, but what do you mean never again? Well, how? What? Where? Can you identify it? There's nothing. The concept of studying evil is something which the society doesn't recognize. That's because of the childlike notions of Christianity, basically. Just close your eyes to evil and it's going to go away. That's against the others. That's the mitzvah of Zohar. Okay. I mean, right. Av Hashem sinu ra, mesanechwa Hashem esno. I mean, nivze bein of nimos. The mitzvah, that's your Hashem yichave. Nivze bein of nimos. You can't stand on it. Despicable. So that's be a hatred towards evil. That's what Yahadus, that's Zohar. That's something the Ummah must have. But today the Ummah is very ashamed of this mitzvah. It's exactly against what what the Ramban is saying. I mean, the final pshat in the Ramban is the final pshat in the Ramban is that there is no source of mitzvah. That's what the Ramban is in his intuition. In his intuition, there's no mitzvah. Pasha is a halakha, Pasha is kolam. No, that's not a mitzvah to Raisa, according to Ramban. That's what he's saying. He holds not the Raisa. That's also by the same idea to Ramban by Shabbos. Zohar Shiyama Shabbos Lakacho, he holds, it means that the theme of Shabbos you must be constantly aware of. All week long, all the time. It's a theme that must be, whenever it says Zohar, means this theme must be always exist in the minds of the nation. the mind of the nation.